إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we begin, my dear sisters in Islam, those that are present in Tobago, in Masjid Ibn Abbas, and those that are listening in other portions of the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. May Allah jalla jalaluhu give us all tawfiq in completing those affairs that are beloved to Him and pleasing to Him jalla jalaluhu. Alhamdulillah, we continue today, inshallah, with our short reminders on the explanation of the Shahadatain, and namely the first portion of the Shahadatain, Shahadat and La ilaha illallah, the testification that indeed nothing is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our speech last week continued upon the condition of La ilaha illallah, as we clarified that indeed the statement La ilaha illallah is the key to al-jannah. It is the key to paradise. لكن ما من مفتاح وله أسنان, except that there is of course no key except that it has to it teeth. فإن جئت بمفتاح له أسنان فتح لك. So if you come with a key that of course has all of its teeth, then the doors of Jannah will open for you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success upon that day. For indeed, true success is succeeding in the tests of this dunya and attaining the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know, my dear sisters in Islam, that it is not attained. It is not attained except that a person is continuously striving against his own self. That a person is continuously striving against his own desires. And know that indeed the greatest form of jihad is jihad an-nafs. The greatest form of jihad is the jihad against one's own desires. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he would say in Khutbatul Haja, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. And we seek refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked actions. I know that the mashayikh, the ulama, they expound upon this by saying that there are levels to this jihad against one's own self and one's own desires, and that the first level of this is talab al-ilm, is the seeking of knowledge. Because it is by way of knowledge that a person strengthens their iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this affair of sitting and learning little by little, slowly, step by step, and indeed this is from the jihad that we do against our own selves and our own desires and our own soul. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq in this affair. My dear sisters in Islam, last week we discussed the condition of the shahadat, la ilaha illallah, being ikhlas, sincerity. In that indeed, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, that Allah has made haram upon the fire the one, forbidden for the fire the one who says, La ilaha illallah. And through that statement of theirs, they desire nothing but Jannah. And this, my dear sisters in Islam, is the case with every action. Yes, it begins with the shahadat, la ilaha illallah, but it is the case with every action, that every salah and every day of fasting and every dollar which is given in sadaqah should be given only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and not for the taking of any benefit in this dunya or taking for any benefit from the people. This is what is intended by ikhlas lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next condition that we enter into today is al-sidqu. And that is truthfulness. That a person says this statement truthfully with his tongue and his heart. So when he states this kalima, he states it believing in all that we have mentioned regarding its meaning and regarding its pillars and regarding its conditions and regarding what it entails. Believing in the truthfulness of all of that with their heart. And if they say it with their tongue while their hearts are in disagreement with what they state with their tongue, then this one is a hypocrite. And this one is a liar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And from the people are those that say, we believe in Allah, we believe in the last day, and they are not believers. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They seek to deceive Allah and those who believe, but they do not deceive but their own selves, while they fathom it not, while they know it not. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. In their hearts there is a disease, and Allah has increased them in this disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And for them is a severe punishment because of what they used to be like. The Messenger of Allah, he stated, مَا مِنْ أَهَدٍ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَادِقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Indeed, there is not a single individual that says, La ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, illa harramahu Allahu ala nar, except that Allah has made him forbidden for the fire. With this, my dear sisters, we complete the sixth condition of this great statement for this great testification. And we said that the first condition was knowledge, that we say it based upon knowledge. So you have those people who will say this knowledge of its meaning without any knowledge of its condition. And we said that the second condition is surety, that they have surety in its meaning. That a person should state this statement and know the meaning of it, but have doubt in the truthfulness of it. Have doubt. Is it true or is it not true? And we said that acceptance for the demands and what this kalima requires is the third condition. And we said that the fourth condition is acceptance of everything that it demands from us. We said the fifth condition is sincerity, that a person does not say the statement seeking the benefit of the dunya or benefit from a people, but rather he says it with a sincere heart. And then the condition that we have mentioned today, the sixth, is truthfulness, that a person says it truthfully with his heart and not belying it and not believing it to be false in his heart while stating the statement upon their tongue. We ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to give us tawfiq in all of these affairs. نكتفي إن شاء الله تعالى بهذا القدر اليوم. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to give us success in these affairs. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.